Hunting Shadows, written by Sheila Bugler and read by Zara Ram. Monday, the 14th of February. 9:45. They were coming. Brian couldn't see them, not yet. No problem hearing them, though. Their voices drifted towards him, breaking the silence of the empty street. Daddy shouting and Marion's little voice answering back. Brian tensed. He wanted to warn her, tell her not to talk back. Daddy didn't like it. It wound him up something terrible, and you didn't want that. They turned into Lenham Road, and now he could see them. He stepped back into the garden behind him, breath held, waiting. Daddy would leave Marion, like he did every morning, and let her run on her own to the school at the other end of the street. They were late. The other kids had already gone in. If you looked up and down Lenham Road, there wasn't a soul about, apart from Daddy and Marion, and Brian himself, of course. Except hidden in the garden like this, you'd have a problem noticing him there at all, which was the idea. He'd chosen this place on purpose. Behind him, the big house was derelict, windows smashed or boarded up, no sign of anyone having lived there for a long time, no fear of anyone lurking inside, watching what he was up to. Daddy looked different, but Brian had expected that. He'd probably changed his appearance on purpose, trying to disguise himself, doing all he could to confuse Brian. Daddy was clever that way, not like Brian, who took after his mam and was a brainless twat, or so Daddy said. In fact, Brian was cleverer than Daddy gave him credit for. Fair enough, he'd made some mistakes, messed things up from time to time, especially with Molly. It would be different this time, though. He could feel it. This time, he knew exactly what he was doing. Daddy leant down, like he was trying to give Marion a kiss. It was all Brian could do to stop himself jumping out from his hiding place and screaming at Daddy to take his hands off her. But he didn't have to worry. Marion had already turned away and was running down the street towards the school. Daddy called after her, but she didn't stop, didn't even slow her stride or look back. Couldn't wait to get away from the mean old bastard. "Just go," Brian whispered, willing Daddy to walk away. Marion was getting closer. "Go." His hands clenched into fists, fingernails digging into his palms. Marion slowed down, not running anymore. Daddy turned and started walking, disappeared around the corner. Gone. Only Marion left. Nearly here now. His heart was thumping so loudly it was a wonder she couldn't hear it. But she showed no sign of hearing anything except the song she was singing. It was that stupid song she sang every morning. Something about a man and a mirror. And when she got to the middle bit, she'd squeal dead loud like someone was hurting her. He hated that song. Especially the squealing. It drilled into his head until he thought he'd do anything to get it to stop. She wouldn't sing that when they were together. He'd get her to sing other songs for him instead, songs like Over the Rainbow or Endless Love, proper songs without all that bloody squealing.